Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from L. He didn't give me a topic. So what I wanted to do was cover a post I found on the goingyourownway.com forum called Women Covered in Tattoos. And here's what someone named Spooky has to say, and I quote, I'm hoping to start a discussion about tattoos on women. I don't mean a small hidden one. Women have been doing that forever. I mean swaths of tattoos, sleeves, whole legs, hands, necks, faces, etc. I can't really find anyone who has much of an opinion on this. Over the past few years, we've all noticed how women have been increasingly covering themselves with tattoos. I personally find it hideous, disappointing, and ugly. I choose not to even acknowledge such women, yet alone talk to them. I definitely wouldn't date such a woman, or any woman for that matter, but you know what I mean. But I also wonder why so many women, especially young women, are doing this. Last weekend I went into town on Saturday night on my own. In a bar, a group of six women walked in. Three of them were completely covered in tattoos. There seemed an obvious mother hen. Her face had so much lip Botox and false lashes that she looked like a burns victim who had reconstructive surgery. She had a nice body but had covered an entire leg in tattoos, a whole arm, and had tattoos on her hands and neck. I saw several other women who tattooed their necks underneath their chin, and it looked ridiculous to me. Many women claim it's artistic, and they're expressing their unique identity on their skin. Many men celebrate this, and claim to love an inked girl, but I don't see it that way. I see it as a super conformist subculture, which is fast becoming mainstream culture. If such women were really expressing their unique identity on their skin, then why didn't we see any women doing this in, say, the 1960s? The reason is because they feared social ostracization, but now it's acceptable. Many women seem comfortable getting covered in tattoos. This says a great deal about who they are. Conformists, looking for social cues about what's right and wrong. Sheep. I suspect many women also feel it makes them look edgy. But as I said before, it's now more mainstream and socially acceptable to be covered in limbful tattoos. So it's not edgy at all. It's downright sad. Even middle-class sensible women are doing it, which looks even more wrong in my opinion. It's edgier to have no tattoos at all, nor Botox in lips, nor makeup. Now that's edgy. Women are totally destroying their natural beauty, and a lot of women have a lot of that. It's just that these days, they almost all ruin it to subscribe to a completely distorted beauty ideal. I find it utterly, utterly depressing and repulsive. And tattoos are for me the bedrock of this repulsion, second only to the epidemic of obesity amongst us. Anyone care to comment? Unquote. Well, thanks for the donation, and thank you, Spooky, for sharing your post and questions. We're in the age of the so-called sexy circus freak. Notice that our society is becoming a freak show from P.T. Barnum back in the 1890s. You have the freak tattoo women covered from head to toe. You have the fat 400-pound lady that would have been under a circus tent in 1880. There are bearded ladies and half-male, half-female transgender people, which would have been the half-man, half-woman act back then, too. There are anorexic living skeleton people, too. I even read a story about two twins that were born healthy that actually wanted to get surgery to become conjoined. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the freaks going mainstream clown world show. The first time I saw hand tattoos were the words love and hate on a waiter in San Francisco in a restaurant that hired ex-cons as their entire waiting staff. The first time I saw a full sleeve was back in 1997, on a girl I went to college with. It was edgy back 25 years ago, but not anymore. The woman you see in the thumbnail of this video, her name is Amber Luke. Her spicy content on various adult places gets tens of millions of views. There's a huge audience for fapping off to freaks. So if you're a woman starting an OnlyFans page, it might be enough to set you apart from the rest and make tons of money for many years to come. But eventually, who will marry you or hire you or anything else? So many women out there now covering their necks, faces, hands, and genitals with tattoos. Amber Luke even had her bumhole tattooed, and it was all done on camera. I kind of like the look of the tattoos on a woman named Tiger Lily. they're done in a more tasteful way, the way that the Japanese would have done full body tattoos many centuries ago. They sued her. But Amber Luke just covers up old tattoos with more ink until her skin looks like a blackish gray shade. But besides cashing in over the short run on fetish and spicy content, why else did she get so much ink? Maybe it's the popularity of shows like The Expanse normalizing face tattoos. Maybe in 1989, when the Back to the Future Part 2 film came out, a couple of Griff's beta lieutenants had face tattoos. So they predicted this trend. I keep hearing the argument, who will hire them? Lots of places when they become socially acceptable. I was interested in dating a flight attendant and was almost completely covered in tattoos in 2014. But they were bad tattoos. For the longest time, it's been the creative types, the hairdressers, artists, photographers, that have had tattoos. Normal people are now wanting to appear cool and artistic too, so that's why they're starting to get their tattoos. They're like the people that show up in an artistic neighborhood and gentrify it by putting up condos next to the loft communities, raising the prices of living, and eventually driving off the artists because they can't afford to live there anymore. Attention is now harder to get, so you actually have to do increasingly extreme things to get a reaction from people. I guess soon extreme will be looking like a woman from the 1950s. If women really want to be shocking, they'll pretty much don traditional beauty again. That trend is coming back. Over the last 2 years, women have been spending their stimmy checks on ink, and the trend will get worse. There is no in-between. Either you become a freak and you completely cover your body, or you avoid tattoos entirely. A tramp stamp will no longer be enough. But why are they doing it? Is it money and attention? The status of spending $10,000 on tattoos, perhaps? A woman covered in them wants a man with tattoos too, because that means he has resources. It's also addicting. Girls have basically told me they can't stop until they cover every square inch. There were chubby chasers back 20 years ago, and now they're ink chasers. Yes, men want women like this as a fetish, but probably not to marry and have kids with. In the 1950s and early 1960s, the idea was that everyone was supposed to look the same. We were in the first turning after the Second World War, and people had gone through enough change and trauma. Plus, back then, the culture of dress and appearance were a collective experience. All men pretty much wore suits, and all women wore dresses. Then the second turning came, and we had the Summer of Love with the baby boomers' kids, hippies, with men growing out their beards and long hair. That was radical back then. During my youth, in the third turning in the 1990s, women were getting tons of tongue piercings, belly piercings, and nose rings. Those were the equivalent of tattoos back then. I remember girls getting them when they were 16 in my photography and art classrooms, complaining how their fathers didn't approve back in 1995. And luckily for their fathers, they got an infection and had to remove them. But no girls had tattoos back then. Piercings were the tattoos, but those girls would eventually get rid of them and look normal again. Tattoos are obviously permanent. If I was smart, I would be investing in a company that does tattoo removal in 5 to 10 years from now. It'll be a booming business. Back in the day, people like gamblers, sailors, and prostitutes used to get them all the time. Things that were once only for the winos are now mainstream. Las Vegas was once the armpit of America. Now it's one of the most celebrated and fastest growing cities. But Vegas can tear itself down like it always does and put something new up. The girls with face tattoos and sleeves are going to be stuck with them, and they'll look awful for the rest of their lives as they start to sag. But when have women been the best of long-term thinkers? For myself, I prefer zero tattoos on women. But then again, I haven't been interested in dating since the middle of the last decade. I have zero interest. The only reason I shared those two girls, Amber Luke and Tiger Lily, is because I find them appealing as a fetish to fap off to. But would I date and have a relationship if I was offered the chance? Of course not. Remember that I went to school in the mid to late 90s, and was taught about the benefits of post-humanism. I see the whole extreme tattoo thing as an extension of the post-human body modification movement. The idea is sinister. It's about telling human beings that they don't really have a right to basically their bodies or even their own minds. They were supposedly nothing but hackable computers by the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab, whose father was a good friend with Mr. Mustache. Just imagine how his father raised him. If he had his way, he would basically make Dr. Mengele look like an amateur. All the push towards freedom to be whatever gender you want and body modification with tattoos any which way you want to is all about there to destroy the idea of gender itself. So we all end up looking gender neutral with short bulk haircuts like you saw in the late 90s with the Heaven's Gate cult. They also had their bodies modified. They believed that all their members had to give up all human characteristics, such as family, friends, gender, sexuality, individuality, jobs, money, and possessions. Doesn't that sound similar to the whole you'll own nothing and you'll be non-binary and you'll be happy theme? You won't have a job because you'll be on universal basic income, and you won't need to work. We continue to see the destruction and atomization of the family, and it looks like the world that the World Economic Forum is creating is Heaven's Gate. All that's now missing is the Hale-Bopp Comet and the Nikes. I also just learned that if you buy tea bags these days, you're probably drinking the bugs or pieces of them, because someone recently analyzed imported tea and found high insect content in it. So if you're going to drink tea and you want to avoid eating Z-bugs, then grow your own in the backyard. But who knows? Maybe they use insects in the dyes for tattoos too. The idea is to destroy the sanctity of your human body, your mind, with the digital interface one day as well. Your gender by having millions of genders, and no one can really know what they are anymore. You destroy meaning by destroying labels themselves. It's all about creating a populace that's divided, so you can conquer them far more easily. Also, let's not forget that many of the chemicals in tattoos, we don't really know if they cause cancer, and while having a couple small tattoos here and there probably won't kill you, or increase your chances of cancer all that much, what happens when you have dozens or hundreds of them on your body? What then? Governments would probably love it if you didn't make it to your old age because you poisoned your body with body ink, because then they don't have to take care of you as much and pay as much money into your old age. Women are also terrible long-term thinkers and aren't thinking about the consequences long-term. Many of them are also doing it because they want a man like that too. So it's also partially the whole female chameleon routine. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that I would smash a woman that was covered from head to toe in tattoos, but I wouldn't bring that turkey home for Thanksgiving dinner to meet my mother. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the inked-up 400-pound land whales that look like a crumpled old newspaper with cottage cheese thighs away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.